Hi, and welcome to Wendalicious at Goal. I am your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendalicious. I recently lost 48 and a half pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. Each week on this show, I will share my personal successes and failures and provide support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not it's Weight Watchers. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. So let's go. Hey, welcome to a brand new week. How's it going? I hope you had a great week last week. I hope the scale was your friend. And if the scale was not your friend, I hope that you were able to just kind of let that go and start fresh with a whole new week and a whole new set of smart points. That's how I usually have to look at my weigh-ins. If they're not so great, just let it go and start over. So I hope your week was good, and I've got so many good things to talk about this week. So let's go. Well, first of all, how am I doing at reaching my goal? As a reminder, last week on the show, I set a goal for myself, and my goal is I am going to lose 10 pounds by May 19th, which is the date of the 5K, 10K challenge series races that I am doing in the Cleveland Marathon. And what is going to help me get closer to this goal is keeping my why in mind at all times. And my why is that I want to be lean and strong. And last week, I committed to doing a few things that are going to make that goal, 10 pounds by May 19th, a reality. And what I plan on doing is planning all of my meals, tracking everything that I eat, weighing and measuring everything, and sticking to my fitness plan. So how did I do? Well, I think I was about maybe 60 to 70%. I did plan most of my meals. I weighed and measured just about everything, and I tracked every single day, not every single meal. I think I missed a couple of snacks or maybe a lunch here and there, but I did track something every day. I did pretty well at my fitness plan too. I went to both my Monday and Wednesday classes. It felt so good to be back after missing a couple of weeks of both. But I did not get in any of my runs and in my training runs. I just didn't feel like it this week for whatever reason. Kind of feel bad about that too, because I'm a little behind now in my training for the races. I'm good for the 5K. I do a 5K most times I run anyway, but I'm a little bit behind on my training for the 10K. So I'm really gonna have to step that up a little bit. But like I said, I just didn't feel like it this week. I don't know why, but 60 is still better than 0%. And I did manage to lose a half a pound this week. Now, it's not the 1.4 pounds that I had planned that I need to lose every week in order to get to my 10 pound goal, but it is definitely not nothing. I will just have to make up for it next week by really going for it this week. All right, I'm already off to a good start for this week too. I did a 20 minute run this morning. I had to go back a few weeks in my training app, like I said, because I missed so much running over the past couple of weeks. But I'm sure I'll be back in the swing of things within a couple of weeks. I'll get myself back up to my pace and my endurance where I was before. I spent most of yesterday planning out my entire week's menus, meals and snacks. I carefully plotted every meal and crafted menus that are at 23 points per day. Now, that's my maximum points for the day, but I'm not using any of my weeklies in those menus. So I planned it that way. So if I need to sneak in a snack or a glass of wine, because some days you need to have a glass of wine, I know I'll have the points to do it and I won't have to give anything up. I also made a giant pot of 0-point vegetable soup that I can use to fight hunger pangs this week. I usually have about 3 to 4 p.m. hunger pangs, and I always seem to search out some sort of carb to satisfy my hunger. Well, not this week, I won't. Garden vegetable soup it is. So easy. Vegetable broth, a bunch of vegetables that I've got hanging around the fridge and the freezer, and it is done. Keep it in the fridge. scoop some out when I need a snack or take a cup of it to work with me. So when I get those 3 p.m. hunger pangs, I have something to go for. I am working the plan and the plan is working. I am ready to smash my goals and get to my fighting weight. I don't know what that means, but whatever it is, I want to get to it. I am ready to be lean and strong, and I'm going to try to not let things get in the way. Which takes us right to this week's topic. Life gets in the way. So it's April, second week of April. Remember a few months ago when you set your New Year's resolutions and you made it your intention to make this year the best year ever? You were so excited and filled with enthusiasm, but now it's April and somehow life got in the way with a million distractions and you're not really sticking to your resolutions and your goals maybe seem out of reach. Please know that this is perfectly normal and you are definitely not alone. However, there comes a point where the self-sabotage has to stop. If you want to accomplish anything, you have to stop. You have to step back. You have to take stock of everything and do a very serious reassessment of everything that's going on. Your goals are so important and you deserve to have them become real. Let me tell you, I 100% understand about life getting in the way. This week, my life got in my way, in a big way. My little dog, Quincy, she's a little dachshund, she is 17 years old. Now, that's pretty old for a dog. And she's been experiencing some health problems over the past year, as you would expect for an old dog like her. Last February, she started having seizures, and the vet really doesn't know why. She has a couple of guesses, but we've not come to any definitive answer. Now, these seizures are scary. They're very scary. And they come in clusters. So every few months, she has a little cluster of seizures, which are about 3 or 4 seizures over maybe a 12 or a 24-hour period. And these seizures, like I said, are pretty scary. They rack her little body, and they leave her half blind and disoriented for the better part of a week. So many times over the past year, we were certain we were going to lose her. It has been so difficult. Poor thing, she is on 6 different medications now and requires a lot of attention and supervision. Well, this past Monday, just before the last episode posted, actually, as I was getting ready for work, she had a seizure, which was followed pretty quickly by 2 more. And now at that point, I knew that the next few days were going to be tough for everybody. So I stayed home from work on Monday and Tuesday, making sure she was okay. I spent most of those days helping her out of the corners she kept getting stuck in. Her vision gets so bad after the seizures that she ends up walking behind furniture and into corners and into closets, and she gets herself stuck. So that's a lot of monitoring that goes on with that. And then the seizures trigger some sort of sleep-wake reversal in her, and I had to stay up all night with her as well. She just wouldn't sleep at night. I mean, she would take like these little power naps when she exhausted herself, but she would just like pace and pace and pace and pace and pace for hours and hours and hours all night. So I had to stay up all night. I literally got no sleep. And on top of that, we temporarily increased her meds for a few days, which leave her even more disoriented and wobbly. So for the last 6 days, my life has been spent supervising my little puppy and making sure that she's okay. I'm happy to do it, but my life really just got in my way this week, and it sort of got in my way of sticking to my program. Like I said, I was only about 60 to 70% on program this week. So it kind of took me out of my life, but not completely. So I guess, you know, this kind of thing, my example is my example, and everybody has examples of things that kind of get in the way of you sticking to program, and they just get in the way of kind of everything, and they just kind of, your life goes on hold for a little bit. But what do you do when your life somehow gets in the way of you following your plan? Well, the first thing I want to stress is that you do not have to follow your plan 100% all the time. Just like one good meal will not make you super healthy, one less healthy meal will not destroy all of your progress. I am never 100% all the time. No one is. And if they tell you they are, honey, they are lying to you. Nobody can do that. I think it's when we strive for constant 100% perfection that we tend to fail, that all or nothing mentality takes over, and that isn't healthy for anyone. Now, what I mean by all or nothing is if you slip up and eat a points heavy meal, or if you skip a few workouts, you just say screw it and go completely off plan because why bother anymore? I messed up. I might as well really mess up. That's kind of taking things to the extreme. Now, there is a place in the middle, a place where we're not 100% on plan all the time, but we also have not thrown everything out the window. That, my friends, is called life. It gets in the way, but I think maybe we have to make it the way. That when things get in the way, that's the way. And that's the choice we have to make. You can either give up, or you can take baby steps every day that get you closer to the life that you know you are meant to be living. Life has ups and downs. Things will go wrong. If you're me, they will go wrong every single day. But it is how you deal with those setbacks that is everything. But first, let's talk about what gets us off track in the first place, that gets in the way of us staying in the game. Well, one thing is, you are just not feeling it. Let's be honest, ladies and gents, this is what gets in the way of our healthy lifestyle most often. When you simply do not feel like working out, or eating healthy food, or tracking, or really just doing anything. You need to ask yourself, why is this happening? Maybe you aren't feeling it because you are completely exhausted. This is totally a real thing. But you also have to be brutally honest with yourself. Are you truly exhausted, or are you just not in the mood? If you are well and truly exhausted, you might need to step back and take a look at your schedule. Are you giving yourself enough downtime? Are you getting enough sleep to be really well rested and ready to take on the new day? If not, give yourself a break. Schedule some quality downtime. Schedule it, and let your mind have a rest. And go to bed early a few days this week. It is so important. I know that my mind is completely foggy on days when I didn't get enough sleep. And apart from being totally useless on those days, I am also terrifyingly hungry. All I want to do is eat cookies and cake and every carb that comes in front of my face on those days. It's difficult. You got to get some rest. Put some meditation or yoga time in your calendar. Go to bed early. Cancel plans if you have to. But knowing that you have the ability to give yourself some rest, knowing that you have a plan to get some rest, can also help you push through those periods where you just don't feel like it. If your problem is a lack of motivation rather than exhaustion, maybe you have to shake things up and create some motivation for yourself. Go back to last week's episode, episode 13, and give it another listen. Take some time to really examine your why. Figure out why you were doing this whole thing in the first place. Then set yourself one or two small goals and write them down. Share them with someone. Put them on Facebook. Tell your spouse. Tell your friends. Tell your coworkers. Make them real. And make a plan for the next few days or for the next week. Schedule your exercise. Plan out your meals. Make them a priority in your day. Don't prioritize your schedule. Schedule your priorities. By planning your workouts and your meals, you can make being healthy a habit. And I know you know from habits. Habits can be hard to break. Now, we all have those days where we'd rather stay in bed and watch Stranger Things on Netflix. Season 2 is really good if you haven't caught it yet. But by planning your workouts and your meals, you can make being healthy a habit. Like I said, habits, hard to break. One of these days, I am going to be one of those people who doesn't need to force myself to go to the gym. It's going to just be a habit. I am getting closer to that. I really, really am. Some days I can't believe myself when I actually want to go to the gym. I want to run because I feel good when I do it. So create those healthy habits and you will not even have to think about being on plan because being on plan will be your default setting. That's so exciting to think about, isn't it? Being on plan, being your default setting, like living your life on plan and just being on plan and enjoying the journey. Having a plan and goals should really get you over those not feeling at times when you're just not feeling motivated to do anything. Having a plan and goals will help you hit the refresh button and help you start over. But when you start over, don't wait until next Monday or next month to start over. Start over right now. Get your mind back in the game. You can do it. I know you can. All right, another thing that kind of makes life get in your way is that you get so busy that your plan goes right out the window. Now, we've all had those days, weeks, months, years even, where our lives are so frantically busy and out of control that we stop taking care of ourselves. It can be work or family crises or kids' activity schedules or other personal commitments or whatever. Things just crowd your schedule and it seems like there's no time left for you. I know when those times happen to me, I feel like everything is completely out of my control and it is so frustrating. I am a planner. I'm an events planner professionally, and my job is being in control. So when I do not have control of everything, I feel like I'm losing my mind. I just want to say screw it and just forget the whole stupid plan and eat whatever I want because this bag of Stacy's pita chips is going to make me forget what is stressing me out and it's going to make me feel better for a few minutes. But when I take a step back and put the bag of chips down, and I understand that it's the lack of control that's causing me to panic, I realize that actually I am in control of myself. I may not be in control of my coworkers or my neighbors or of my broken washing machine or whatever circumstances are happening to me, but I am in control of myself. I'm in control of what I eat, and I am in control of my own reaction to these situations. Sometimes knowing that I can control something, anything, any small little thing, is what brings my mind back to center. I can let everything else happen as it's going to happen, but I can control my reaction to it. That little bit of control, eating a healthy lunch instead of running to the Wendy's drive-thru or taking a 20-minute run instead of eating that entire bag of pita chips, it helps me focus. That little bit of control helps me focus and it lets the things that I can't control slip into the background. So to get back to my story about my dog, I have absolutely no control over what happens to her. And that is very scary to think about. So I can't think about that. I have to think about what I can control. I can give her her medicine. I can take care of her. I can make sure she has a comfortable, warm bed. I can love her. I can control those few things. So I focus on what I can do in that moment, and I let everything else, all the worry about if she's going to get better or not or whatever, I have to let it go, or it will consume me and drive me insane and leave no time or no thought in my brain for anything healthy or anything positive. So give it a try, maybe. Next time you think you feel like your life is spinning out of control, step back, take a breath, and ask yourself, what am I actually in control of? I am in control of me. I control what I eat and what I think and how I react. I can still make healthy, rational choices, even though my world is ridiculous right now. I can track my dinner. I can go to the gym. I can take a break and sit alone quietly for a few minutes. I am in control. It's like that old serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Once you know that you actually do have some control, and you know exactly what you can control, it is much easier to get control of yourself and harness it and use it to get yourself back in focus and back in the game. Let the other stuff go. You can't control it. Let it go. All right, now here are a few tips, news you can use, if you will, to help you stay focused when life gets in the way of you achieving your goals and your desires. One, put it on your calendar. I'm a big proponent of this. Schedule everything, even the smallest actions that will help you get closer to your goals. Mark it in your calendar and stick to it. I have reminders in my calendar that pop up every single night. The first one pops up at 9:30 and it tells me, stop eating. Your goals are important. Sometimes you need that reminder. The second one pops up at 9:45 and this one says, track all of your food for tomorrow. So you know what? I do it. These reminders are so unbelievably helpful to me. I also schedule my runs and my fitness classes as well as my Weight Watchers meetings. I have scheduled my priorities in my calendar and they are always there. So I don't schedule something on top of them. I live my life around my priorities so that I can live my best life. Thank you, Oprah. Number two, reward yourself for your commitment. Every once in a while, if you've been consistently sticking to your plan, or when you hit a particular milestone goal, such as 5 pounds lost, treat yourself to something nice to reinforce your good behavior. Get a massage or a pedicure or go to the movies by yourself and see whatever the heck you want. No guilt. But don't reward yourself with food. Stay away from that movie popcorn. Rewarding yourself with food always backfires. Just be nice to yourself. You deserve to be rewarded. All right, number three, track your progress with daily gratitude. Thank the universe or God or whatever you want on a daily basis for granting you focus and determination. When you feel grateful for those qualities, even if you haven't quite mastered them yet, you will start to behave that way. Fake it till you make it, and you will make it. You will have focus, and you are determined, and you will meet your goals. Number four, be patient and gentle with yourself. Trust yourself to make the right choices for your life and don't count on others to make you happy. Be independent and walk through your life and be grateful no matter what shows up for you. You are in control and you have the power to make your day good or bad. Happiness is a choice. Choose to be happy every day. What you think is what will manifest. Think it, feel it, do it. Number 5, stop comparing yourself to others. I have talked about this before. Comparison is the thief of all joy. If you hold jealousy in your heart, then you will suffer. Resentment is like drinking poison and hoping the other person will die. It makes literally no sense. Release envy, jealousy, and resentment. Be happy for yourself and feel happy for the success of others too. Sometimes that is hard, but you need to realize that everyone is on their own journey, making their own choices and mistakes. Don't compare your journey to theirs. It is never a fair comparison and you just end up frustrated. Everyone is unique and different and has something special to offer the world. And that includes you. You are on your own very special journey and you are free to make and enjoy your own choices. Make good choices. Choose happy. All right, number 6, really enjoy the journey. People tend to forget that happiness and achieving your goals is all about the journey. One day you will look back on your journey and you will see it as this wonderful, amazing, maybe even magical time. It sounds weird, but it is so true. You have to enjoy every day, or at least a part of every day, if you're going to turn this temporary journey into a full lifestyle change. It takes commitment for sure, but it can't be all serious and painful. That is totally not sustainable. You have to make it fun or at least enjoyable. If you are having fun and enjoying what you're doing, it makes it even easier to deal with setbacks and those everyday life struggles that get in the way. Go back and listen to episode 5, which is all about enjoying the journey. It is so important to enjoy what you're doing so you'll keep doing it. And finally, surround yourself with success. Surround yourself with people that have achieved their goals or experience success that you would like to experience. Listen to those stories. Find those golden nuggets of advice and try to incorporate them into your journey, however they fit into your life. Going to your Weight Watchers meetings is a perfect way to surround yourself with success. You will find people in the meeting at every stage of a weight loss journey. There's brand new members, seasoned members, people starting over, and people at goal and people at lifetime. Every single person in that meeting room, no matter what stage of the journey that they are on, they have something to offer. And all you need to do is listen. Meetings are a gold mine, so don't miss them. Okay, so basically, I'm going to sum it up like this. When life gets in your way, forgive yourself, love yourself, and move on. Forgive yourself first. That's so important. Remind yourself that you're human, you made a mistake, and a little detour does not define you or define your journey. It's just a scenic route on the road to your ultimate destination. Remind yourself of all the good things that you've accomplished so far, all the hard work that you put into losing weight, and tell yourself that you are worth it. You are worth getting back on the highway, back on the program, and going full force towards achieving your goals. And love yourself. Say nice things to yourself. Don't get into negative self-talk. If you need to, go back and re-listen to episode 6 and episode 7 and stop talking to yourself like that. Stop talking to yourself negatively. Show yourself some love and kindness and patience. You deserve it. We all deserve it. And move on. You can start over right this very minute. Don't let a little slip turn into a big slide. Because if you let it turn into a slide and you abandon the plan for days or weeks, getting back on track is going to seem like an impossible task. And you could just end up giving up altogether. And I know you don't want to do that because you have already accomplished so much and you have already come so far. Learn from your mistakes, take the lesson, incorporate your knowledge into your journey. You have got to keep going. What other choice do you have? Going back to the way you were before you lost all the weight? I know for me, I never, ever, ever, ever want to go back there. So I've got no other choice but to move on, to move forward. And don't forget to remind yourself of your why. Remind yourself why you started this journey in the first place. Remind yourself why you want to keep going. Your why is the most powerful tool that you have. It will help you focus. It will help you remember what you want to accomplish. It will help remind you how important you are and how important this journey is to you. Keep your why close by and think about it a lot. Write it down. Look at it all the time. Stick it on your bathroom mirror like I do. Do not forget your why. It's the reason for everything. All right, so here is a quote from F. Scott Fitzgerald, one of my favorite authors. Here we go. For what it's worth, it's never too late to be who you want to be. I hope you live a life you're proud of, and if you find that you're not, I hope you have the strength to start over. Well, P.S. My doggie is doing well tonight. She is mostly back to normal. I know, and I knew at the outset, it takes about a week for her to regain her vision and her motor control. And that is exactly what happened. So this week, I did not let worry dictate my life. And you can do that too. Don't let life get in the way of your health goals, but also don't forget to live. Enjoy the ride. Hopefully, it's going to be a nice long one. Well, that is it for this episode. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also find my show on Stitcher, Google Play, and now on TuneIn. Leave me a rating and a review, and please share the show with your friends. Your reviews will help more people find me, and then they'll start getting the same motivation and inspiration that you're getting. Really, I would love it for you to share if you are getting something out of the podcast, if you enjoy it. Please let some people know. I would really appreciate any forwards or any referrals. Because our community's growing, I'm getting more and more listens, and it's really exciting, and it's nice to know that there are people out there that are listening, and I'm really excited that maybe I'm helping some people too. I mean, that's why I started this in the first place, so thank you for sharing if you have, and thank you in advance for sharing if you haven't done it yet. You can also find me on Facebook. Search for the Wendalicious at Goal Facebook page, and I've also started a closed Facebook group, which is a better way to share posts and comments privately, plus anything that happens on the page, you will see first and it won't get lost in Facebook's weird newsfeed algorithm. I have added the link to the group into the show notes, so click on over and join up. It's still a very new group. There's not that many of us, but we sure could use some new members, and we'd love to have you. I'm actually thinking about doing some Facebook Live videos over there in case you are interested in seeing me as well as listening to me. Who knows? Maybe you are weird that way. I'm also on Instagram. I post photos of food, mostly vegetarian and vegan meals that I made, and of course, my adorable dogs, Quincy and Bella. So come on over. It's a fun feed. I'd love you to give me a follow, and you can keep in touch with things that I do that aren't necessarily Weight Watchers related. I will post all of my profile links in the show notes. And don't forget, drop me a line. Tell me how you're doing. WendaliciousRadio@gmail.com. Again, WendaliciousRadio@gmail.com. WendaliciousRadio@gmail.com. As I say every week, I really want to hear from you. You just can't understand the thrill that I get when I see a little email pop up from a listener. It's very exciting. So please keep in touch. And I guess that's it. Have a great week and meet me back here next Monday. Let's do this.